Weekends with Simon Marnie on 702 ABC Sydney.
1981, the United Nations General Assembly declared today as the International Day of Peace. And so every year we celebrate non-violence and look towards ceasefires. This year's theme is the rights of people to peace. And today, at about midday, one of Australia's greatest Olympians, Sally Pearson, will lead 10 UN International Day of Peace representatives in ringing the world-renowned symbol of peace, the bell atop the Sydney Harbour Bridge. To explain more, we're joined on the line by Matthew Cronberg, Vice President for the UN Association of Australia. Matthew, happy Peace Day to you.
Happy Peace Day to you too, Simon. Good morning.
It seems as though this week is one of those days where peace is all the more urgent.
Absolutely. It's a very particularly relevant event this week and this year as well. You know, this year marks 100 years since the very beginning of World War I, the war that was hoped to end all wars.
And now this theme for this year, Rights of People to Peace. Just explain that for me.
Through the United Nations conventions and charters, every person around the world has the right and privilege to peace, safety, and security. And today, we're reminding all people around the world and throughout Australia of that right, and encouraging all Australians to reflect and acknowledge on the impact of war and violence on innocent civilians and children and wider humanity generally.
I mentioned that today there will be a ceremony where Sally Pearson will join a group of other UN International Day of Peace representatives. Just describe what's going to happen.
Yes, so I'm here at Bridge Climb at the base of the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge, and Sally Pearson, gold medal Olympian and Commonwealth Games winner, is going to climb with 10 other International Peace Day ambassadors to the top of the bridge to ring bells in chorus with a number of other bells that will be rung at places of worship right across Sydney.
And then right across the world.
Absolutely. So chronologically speaking, fortunately, Sydney is in a fantastic position to help kick off Peace Day. It will be followed up with events right across the world, including the ringing of the peace bell in New York by the Secretary General.
Mexico City, the Warsaw Municipal Park, and areas around. So who are these other 10 people climbing up with Sally Pearson?
We have a variety of representatives from the United Nations and their associations. We have a couple of some of the United Nations women's groups, some of the multicultural and interfaith groups that are joining us today. And we've even got a bell expert joining us to help us teach us how to ring bells, because it's something that, for many of us, it's a first experience.
I think you're talking about Thomas Perrins, the Vice President of the Australian New Zealand Association for Bell Ringers, which I hadn't heard of up until this moment. The bells themselves are pretty special as well.
Yes, the bells themselves were actually produced at Whitechapel Foundry in the United Kingdom. It's one of the United Kingdom's leading, well, the world's leading bell makers, actually. So they're quite historic and superbly made quality bells. I've got a couple in front of me, in fact. I'm just looking at them now. They're spectacular pieces of art, as well as acoustically, they sound excellent as well.
Yeah, but Matthew, it's one thing to look at a bell. It's another thing to ring it.
Would you like me to ring a bell for you, Simon?
Did I have to ask? Go for it.
Sure.
Wow, they're beautiful.
They are
I was
beautiful.
Expecting the raucous teacher-type bell that summoned me in from Little Lunch, but that's... Give it to me again. And I think you've got 11 bells with different tones that'll be going up there.
Yes, yeah. There's 11 bells, one for each person, and they're all tuned at particular notes as well. So, in theory, we could be able to play a song for you.
Well, I'd love to hear it. So, all the best with the climb, and thanks for joining us on the weekend show.
Thank you very much for your time, Simon.
There's Matthew Cronberg, the Vice President of the United Nations Association of Australia, at midday. Those representatives will sound the bells from the top of the bridge.